We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the UB Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Over the next hour, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about the final regular season games for the men's and women's team, what it might mean for the MAC tournament seeding, whether there's the chance of some more games in Buffalo or not, or Cleveland. We're going to get it all covered for you over the next hour, but we're going to start off with the hottest team in town and the hottest coach in town who coaches the hottest team in town. That is Felicia Leggett, Jack, her women's basketball team, thanks to a win last night, 4 in a row. Winning is always good and always fun, isn't it?
It really is. It's good to be playing good basketball this late. You know, this young team, you saw the light flickering, and it's flickering, but it doesn't stay on. And I think it's on. I think they get it. I think they feel good in their skin. I think they feel good with each other. I think their validation of themselves is creating energy, and it's connecting to other people. It's creating synergy.
What do you think changed?
It just has to keep going. You know, it's like, you know, you tell your kid, this, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And they never understand why. And then somebody else say it, and it's like, oh, boom, we're doing it. And it's done. And it's nothing big. It's nothing wrong with what we've been saying. It's just they actually just surrender to it. And that's kind of it.
Are there any particular basketball things over this 4-game winning streak that either has changed, improved, or being done differently that maybe you have urged your team to do? I mean, nuts and bolts coaching-wise, what's happening on the basketball court to lead to this?
We got healthy.
Okay.
You know, Addie was battling the flu. DeAsia was exhausted at one point, and Hannah Hall was going through, you know, being tired. And, you know, Hannah never tells me she's tired. And she said, Coach, my legs are not here right now. And so we only have a certain amount of number of kids that can really get out there and play the way we want to play. And they were worn down a little bit, and we got them some rest. And Megan, I can't say enough about her, how she gets these young ladies back out there again and again and again and again as she battles her sickness as well. And so it really isn't about basketball. I think that these young ladies can play. It's just that we just hit a wall and we didn't know how to bounce around that wall.
With Felicia Leggett-Jack, UB Women's Basketball Head Coach, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Your Bulls are 17-11 now, 8-9 in the MAC, with a chance to finish at 500 and get a win and lock in that home playoff game. Final game for Felicia's team is Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock against Kent State. It's going to be senior day, and yes, even though there's only one senior that you're honoring, I'm sure that's not going to diminish the emotions that you're going to go through when Teresa Onwuka walks out onto that court.
No, I mean, she's like my daughter. You know, it's this young lady feels for coaches. She feels for me. She knows when I'm in a good mood and a bad mood. She drops me little notes all the time. I just, you know, you just wish great big things to happen for her, because you know that she gives her whole soul, her whole heart to all that's been done here academically, character-wise, for this university. A 4.0 last semester, 3.789 overall GPA, nursing major, gonna go to nursing school, and still finds time for the people to she go to homeless shelters and give back. I mean, you cannot say enough about Tessie Onwuka, and I certainly don't want her to leave us. I'm glad she's going to be another year with us.
Give me a brief example, both on the basketball court and maybe just as a person, about how she has grown and developed from that day she walked in the door here 4 years ago.
As a freshman, she just knew that she was at a standstill. And, you know, I come in at 7 o'clock at night and she'd still be in the gym as a freshman. I come in, you know, 10 o'clock at night. And, what are you doing here? She said, I'm getting shots up. She was standing in the locker room. This young lady needed to make that commitment, and she was here for two purposes, to play basketball and to go to school. And she had that right here in the gym. And it was days on days when she never went home. And that was really neat to see. And character-wise, we go out and see a nice blouse. She ended up buying it for her coach. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Well, again, if you're a UB women's basketball fan, and we know there are a lot of them, make sure you're here on Saturday afternoon to bid farewell, kind of, sort of, to Teresa Onwuka, yes, as part of the Senior Day ceremonies. Bulls host Kent State at 2 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You'll see it on ESPN 3. Before I ask you about Kent State and about wrapping up that regular season, congratulations on your 300th career victory. Have you reflected a little bit on what that means? I know everyone else around you, including your coaching staff with the giant 300 balloons in your office, has not let you ignore that.
You know, it's not about me. It's never been about me as a player or as a coach. It's just about the people that impacted my life, that came into my space and allowed me to pour into them, and they poured into me, the players, the coaches, the administrations, the colleagues on the men's side, you know, to be able to, you know, be in a building with Tom Crean and Tom Izzo and, you know, Jim Boeheim and just to really connect with those guys, and the Nate Oates and the Danny Whites and the people that believed in you, and the Harry Royals, who gave me my first opportunity to be a head coach at Hofstra University. I never forget those people. I never forget a Greenspan who gave me an opportunity to be the AD, head coach at Indiana University. I'm humbled by what people see in me, and my prayer to God is that I hope I can be what they see. That's one of my favorite songs. And if I can continue to be a part of this business of basketball, I hope I can continue to pour into people in a positive way. Certainly not all positive, certainly not all good stuff, but my heart is in a good place, and I pray that everyone found something good about being in my space.
That's awesome. That's terrific to hear you think about things like that. All right, next up for you, because I know you're always on to the next game, is a game against Kent State on Saturday. Let's dive into our Town BMW keys to the game. What's the challenge for you in this game against a a really good Kent State team that's emerged as one of the better teams in the Mid-American Conference. What are you thinking about, and what are you thinking about how you kind of want to end the regular season going into the MAC tournament?
They're a team that's going to play downhill. They're going to go fast. They're going to go furious. They're going to, and when you start backing up, they're going to pull a three on you. And their center shoots three just as well as their point guard. So we're going to have our hands full. I think the coach did a tremendous job of growing this team into now they're cultivated into seniors, and they're just really ready to take the plunge to be another team that's a viable option in our conference. And I still think that, you know, our women's basketball program is a destination. I think that we're still pretty good, and we were able to have success at their place. And I think that in order to respect a great team like Kent State, we're just going to have to give them our best effort defensively and be able to take chances on offense too.
How much do you pay any attention to all the scenarios, possibilities, ramifications of what may mean when you're playing Monday, where you're playing Monday, all those kind of things heading into Cleveland?
We're just going to be where our feet are. Right now, we got Kent in front of us, and we're going to continue to be locked into our focus and keep our head down, tend to the sheep. And Sarah and those guys, they're going to tell us who we play, when we play, how we play. And we'll play you on the road. We'll play you in the park. We're going to play you, you know, at the church gym. And we just will let us play. Just all we want to do is play and continue to get better, to continue to grow this team and spend some more time with Tessian Wuka.
All right. Sarah Trinelli will break down a lot of those scenarios, and ultimately, the bottom line is if things go well and you win this game on Saturday, you're going to be back here on Monday for a 5 o'clock first round MAC tournament game. That's probably the best case scenario. Gives us a chance to see you guys play here at home again, which is always fun. But first, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock against Kent State, come out and greet Teresa Onwuka for senior day ceremonies. Felicia, good luck on Saturday. Congratulations on a nice run here towards the end of the year.
Buffalo community, we don't want you anymore. We need you. We need you for Saturday. We need to stand on your shoulders and continue to grow this program. We have done a good job. We can do a great job with your support. So much thanks to all the people that's been helping us, the Merchies, the Rosens, the fans, just the people in general. I'm so humbled by all the people that's coming around and really supporting what we're trying to do right now. And we won't let you down. We're going to give you everything we have.
All right. Good stuff from Felicia Leggett-Jack. We're just off and rolling here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. Coming up next, we'll check in with men's basketball head coach Jim Weitzel on what's going on with his team heading into their finale tomorrow night. We're just getting started here. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Switch to T-Mobile and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait build for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated fresh and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Welcome back on the UB Basketball Insider. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. After a couple of minutes with Felicia Leggett-Jack talking about her red-hot UB women's team, we welcome in Jim Weitzel, the UB men's basketball coach, the equally hot UB men's basketball team. Jim, that was a grinded-out victory on Tuesday against Miami, and there's nothing wrong with grinded-out victories, is there?
I'll take it any way I can get them. It's like, at this time of the year, I think most of them are. I think, I thought actually in the game, I think we had a 14-point lead, and we could get it up there and give Miami credit. They've been playing very well. I mean, they just came off a big win against Bowling Green in Central Michigan. So I just think it's game by game, week by week, but I'll take any way we can get it, as long as we get the W, I'm thrilled.
Is there's sometimes those kinds of wins can be learning marks for a team that, you know, hey, they're not always going to be easy. And Miami was making its free throws, which put a little pressure on you guys. So is that something that you talk to the team about, you know, how they achieved that rather sometimes difficult win?
The big thing we've talked to our guys about is we use the word complete. You're never going to be perfect, but you want to be as complete as possible. So it could be setting a good screen, making the extra pass, an out-of-bounds play, making sure we're defending it well. Because I think this time of the year, you see so many games that are 4 or 5 points, which generally means that the game has probably been the last possession of the game, quite frankly.
Almost half. You've seen this stat. Almost going into the game Tuesday, it was 52% of all MAC games had been decided by 6 points or less.
Yeah. And I think
your team had nine of those games.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think number one, I told myself we're used to that. But along with it, you got to place the chaos and the understanding of it, and also understanding how important every possession is. The jump ball is important. I mean, no one would think that, but it's funny. We chart that. Brock Bertram's gotten those last couple times for us. It's a good thing. I mean, last two games that he started, it's given us one more possession. All those things matter in terms of college basketball, especially at March Madness time right now.
With Jim Weitzel, UB men's basketball head coach here on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. I know the senior night ceremonies are different and it throws a lot of things off, but ultimately to be able to get a win for Devonte, Gabe, Antoine, Tista, and Patrick, how much did that put a smile on your face after the game?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, I think, you know, for all those guys, you put all that time and effort at home and the work that you put in there. And I think for our fan base, to get them all in was really important, too. I think it was kind of neat to get Pat and Tista at the end, let our fans kind of give them a little bit of an ovation. And then for Antoine and Gabe, I mean, these are two guys that one-year guys, but they'd been here last year, really helped us get prepared for all those games we had last year. And so they knew the culture and they knew what we had to do this year. And, you know, both those guys have done outstanding jobs. And obviously Devonte, everyone knows that great 4-year career he's had. And I think he's a guy that kind of, when you think blue collar in our program, he's the first guy I think of.
You know?
So that was great. I think Devonte said he had over 40 people here. I think Gabe had quite a
group.
Yeah, it was neat. And a lot of them came all, and Antoine's from Florida also. So we probably had about 60 people from Florida.
That's great. All right. So now the focus for you turns to tomorrow night on the road at Bowling Green. It's the regular season finale. It starts at 6:00. You'll hear the game right here on ESPN 1520 with Josh Wetzel, and you'll see it national TV, ESPNU, a narrow 1-point loss to Bowling Green. 16 on January 31st. The Falcons 21-9, 12-5. They've lost two in a row. Maybe they've hit a little bump in the road. So as we dive into the Town BMW keys to the game, tell me what you're thinking about this game tomorrow night, maybe as it relates to what the first game was like.
Well, I'm really excited about it. I think it's you know, they're very good. And it's, you know, become a good rivalry, certainly the success of the programs. And, you know, I think we still have an opportunity to do something really, you know, you want to play your best basketball at the end of the year. And I think going down there and playing at a high, high level is the goal here and winning the game, obviously. And, you know, carrying that into the conference tournament. Along with it, our game here, you know, our players remember how close it was. And I thought in the first half we played so well. And then the first 4 minutes of the second half, they played so well. And then it came just back and forth the rest of the game. So we've showed them a lot of tape. Right now it's a lot of mental reps instead of a lot of physicality. And I think our guys are ready. I mean, I think they're really excited to go down there and play. They know the game's on national TV. And, you know, I think our guys, when we've had these opportunities, we've played awfully well.
What's happened to the Falcons? Anything in particular the last couple of games? I mean, they were so good and so dominant for most of the MAC schedule, and I don't know that losing two in a row makes you any less than that, but they've seen Akron go by them now for the top spot in the conference. You know, I know they had some personnel comings and goings and stuff, so has anything jumped out at you about this Bowling Green team that you'll face tomorrow, maybe based on the one you faced at the end of January?
Well, I think the thing is the league, you can see there's so much parity in the league. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And I think what they were, they've done such a good job is winning all those close games. So, I mean, I guess I'm not a math guy, but I mean, certainly later, those opportunities come up. But the other thing is, like, you know, Miami was playing very good basketball and still is. I mean, you know, I think that's, you run into that and certain matchups may bother you. Someone's off, someone's not playing as well. That happens all the time during your season. And then you're, as a coach, you're trying to figure getting it back. Just like us, we had won four in a row, lost two. And I thought against Akron, we did a good job, you know, played pretty well for the most part. Game was tied. And then next thing, you know, so we kind of went back to the guys like, here's what we have to get more complete. And then and I think that's probably the same thing we keep talking about. Can we get a little more complete? And I think every coach in the conference or anyone that's playing right now is talking to their team about, can we just get a little bit better in these areas here? And now we got a great shot of winning the game.
A lot of fans are watching those standings, the seedings, trying to digest all the possibilities. Brian Wolf's going to join us later in the show. He's got it kind good, of got a good handle yeah. on it. Do you pay attention to much of any of all that right now?
No, I really, I mean, obviously I'm aware of the scenarios. I think the biggest thing you want to do is go down and play really good basketball and win. Because I think whether you play on Monday or whether you play on Thursday, you want to be playing good basketball. And I don't think everyone would like a bye, but if you don't get a bye, I don't think that's the end of the world either. I mean, Kent State proved that a couple of years ago. They went and ran the table. I think you want to do is be playing, you know, hot basketball. You want to be playing really, really well. And so I was really, defensively, I was very happy with what we did against Miami. Now, if we can make sure that we make another step up, you know, on the offensive end and get a little more complete, I think we got a chance to be in right where we want to be at.
All right, Jim's team will play tomorrow night at Bowling Green, 6 o'clock, national TV on ESPN. You know, better place to come out, grab something to eat, have a drink, and watch the game with Bulls fans than Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, either on Millersport or on Transys. They are the sponsors of this show, and we're happy to have them as a part of UB Athletics. Have yourself a good trip to Bowling Green and come home with a win, and then we'll all sit around fire up the supercomputers to figure out what's going to happen.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
it. All right. That's Jim Weitzel. He's the UB basketball, men's basketball head coach. We thank him for a couple of minutes of his time. Don't forget tomorrow night, Jim's team at Bowling Green, 6 o'clock here on ESPN 1520 and on ESPNU on national TV. More to come on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Last year alone, Niagara Premium Chocolates helped schools and organizations raise over $2.5 million and is committed to making a difference in the local community. Starting a chocolate fundraiser for your organization is easy. Just visit NiagaraFundraising.com to learn more. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Back on the UB Basketball Insider Show, my name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're getting you ready for a big couple of days of UB basketball. The men tomorrow night at Bowling Green at 6 o'clock. The women are home at Alumni Arena Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock against Kent State for Senior Day. And for all the latest on the UB women's team, we welcome in Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director of Athletic Communications. It's the Tee It Up with Trinelli segment, and I'm going to tee you up by telling me what we need to know about MAC possibilities, seedings, Monday games. We're going to get Brian Wolf to do it on the men's side later in the show, but you get to start us off here.
Yeah, Wolfie and I have had our war rooms going. Mine was on a bus last night, and his is on a big whiteboard in the office. So the easiest, let's keep it simple, stupid, right? The easiest option is, guess what? If Buffalo wins on Saturday, they're hosting. That's it. They're going to host a game with the potential to move all the way up to a 6 seed based on some results from last night. If Eastern Michigan were to lose at Central Michigan on Saturday and Buffalo wins at home over Kent, they could move as high as 6. With a win on Saturday, you fall no lower than 7. So that's the easiest scenario, is just take care of business on senior day and you're good.
Now, so, and again, that means a game here Monday at 5 o'clock.
Correct.
Opponent to be determined based on your seedings, but just want to make sure everybody knows is that we're all trying to plan our schedules.
Yes.
If what Sarah says happens, a UB win Saturday, then there's going to be a game here at 5 o'clock.
Correct. Monday. Yep. Absolutely. And then obviously, if you get into a loss, it gets a little bit tricky. So the other teams to pay attention to for Buffalo right now are Akron and Toledo. Buffalo obviously just beat Akron last night. So now that's a good scenario there. And we would have the tiebreaker situation if we got into a tiebreaker with Akron. We would not have it with Toledo. Buffalo would not have it there. So if Buffalo loses, they would also need an Akron or a Toledo loss to balance that out. So hopefully we're not in that scenario in order to get that Monday game. But with a win at Akron on Wednesday night, certainly helped the odds of a home game here at Alumni Arena on Monday.
Bulls beat Akron last night, Wednesday night, 76-71 for their fourth consecutive win. Over these four games, take me beyond last night, for the four games real quick, what's worked so well for the Bulls?
I think they've got back to their defensive identity. They've really defended their butts off. They've been really just locking in on the defensive end. And I think that's translated, you know, down onto the offensive end. They're starting to score the basketball. They really saw some production from a lot of different players out on the court. De'Asia obviously is continuing to do what she does best, sixth in the country in scoring. But the girl that we're going to honor on senior day on Saturday, Teresa Onwuka, has really just put this team on her back on both ends of the floor, is just attacking with a passion on the offensive end and is just the defensive captain and then some on defense. So really just a fantastic performance from her and Addie and Kiowa as of late. And I really hope we get a great crowd on Saturday for alumni at Alumni Arena to send Tessie out with a win and maybe even see her drop her 1,000th career point.
Yeah, there you go. Teresa Onwuka will be our guest coming up in the next segment. Sarah, thanks for the insight. Thanks for what we need to know getting into Saturday's game, 2:00 here at Alumni Arena, the Bulls and Kent State. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the next couple of days.
Thanks, Paul.
Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications, our Tee It Up with Trinelli segment coming up next. Teresa Onwuka talks a little bit about all of what Sarah mentioned, including senior day coming up for her. That's next on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value. Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on the UB Basketball Insider Show, my name is Paul Peck. We are presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we're going to continue to talk UB women's basketball. part of this, Teresa Onwuka, is a little sad because we're going to talk about the last time we might see you play here, and it's going to be all part of Senior Day, and that makes me sad because can't we figure out a way to let you play 4 or 5 more years?
I want to get my sophomore year back.
So. You want to? Why? How come?
I didn't play a lot. We had a lot of great players playing ahead of me, like a lot of senior and upperclassmen, so I had to learn from them. So... You know?
Sometimes learning is good, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll work on it, but I don't think we can get the year back for you. Teresa Onwuka is one of the stars of the UB Women's basketball team, and she will be honored on Saturday when the Bulls host Kent State at 2 o'clock. It'll be Senior Day. Have you thought about what the emotions may be for you to be honored before the game and all that's going to go into that, but also knowing you have a very important game to play?
Yeah, I haven't really like thought about it. Senior night, like it comes in my head, but all I'm thinking of now is like we have Kent State and we have to beat Kent State. Right now, I'm just thinking about the game first. Maybe after the game, that's when it's gonna hit me hard.
Coach Jack will be very happy to hear that you are doing nothing but thinking about the game. Right? She's taught you that among many other things, hasn't mm-hmm. she? When you reflect on this 4 year journey, and I think that's probably the right word because for any college athlete, it's a journey. Your journey brought you from certainly a lot farther away than anybody else. But when you reflect back on your 4 years here as both a player and a person, what are the things that come to mind? What do you think of as to how much different or better you are from when you got here?
I've really grown a lot on and off the court. Like coming in here, I was more shy. I didn't know how to use my voice. But over the years, I've grown and learned more how to use my voice and speak up and stand up for the things I believe in. And that is obviously coming from, you know, having a head coach like Coach Jack who knows how to use her voice. You know?
That's not easy to do sometimes, is it?
No, it's not easy at all. It's really, really tough. But, you know, being the being a senior this year, just me and Summer, I had to, like, step up a lot and speak up a lot and teach, especially the freshmen, the coaches of the team, and holding accountable to the team standards. So I had to learn from them how to like speak up and use my voice.
We had Coach Jack on a little earlier in the show, and when she reflected on you and your career, she does not shy away from calling you her daughter. what does that mean to you? How important is the relationship that you have developed with Coach Jack?
Yeah, I love Coach Jack as a coach. Coming in as a freshman, I know I looked at her, I was like, I love this coach. She's so passionate. And the main thing is, like, I could trust her. And when you could trust someone, you feel comfortable around them and it's easy for you to love them. So, like, I really love her. I won't trade playing for her for anything. And I will play for her. If I have to play my whole career, I will choose Buffalo over and over again.
Oh, that's awesome. We're talking with Teresa Onwuka, Bulls senior, as we get ready for the Senior Day festivities where Tessie will be honored at the game on Saturday when the Bulls host Kent State. How about as a basketball player? What you use the word shy, and I think at times early in your career you were a shy basketball player. So that's one way that you've gotten better on the court. What are the other ways that you've improved as a player?
You know, I've really, like, gotten better with my shots, like, freshman year, sophomore year, even up to junior year, I could not shoot the ball. I'm not a prolific shooter yet, but you could see the improvement that I've gotten into taking those mid-range shots, and Coach Jack even having the confidence to tell me, Tessie, shoot the ball. You know, I didn't say you should make it, shoot the ball. That speaks a lot on how I've grown.
Yeah, well, and you have particularly been a big part of this 4-game winning streak that the team is on now that has really kind of gotten things feeling differently going into the postseason. Is there anything in particular that you can point to that has elevated your game in particular this late stretch of the year?
I would just say, you know, coming into this program, we've been winning. Like, I've been used to winning. And, you know, we're going through that, like, six games losing streak was new for me. But I didn't give up on the team because I know we had the talent. We have everything to bounce back. All we had to do was just, you know, keep working hard and keep trusting the process. All I did was trust the coaches and not do what I think is right, but doing what the coaches are telling me, because what Coach Jack have been telling us the past years have worked for us. So there's no need to not trust the process. So I think we are buying in now and trusting what she's telling us and doing it.
All right. It's going to be kind of sad to think about the possibility that you're not going to be around here much. But I also know that you have the ability to control making sure that you've got a whole bunch more games left in as well, too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So Saturday against Kent State at 2:00. Make sure you're there early to be a part of honoring Teresa Onwuka for Senior Day. And it's a big game as well, as the Bulls will look to win and clinch the opportunity to play another game here at Alumni Arena. With a win on Saturday means another game on Monday afternoon. Congratulations on a wonderful career. It's been a pleasure and honor to get to see you emerge, not only as a player, but as a terrific young lady.
Thank you. You all come out and support us. We have a great team. We have a great coach. I don't think it's good for this is an opportunity for you all to come watch a great coach, a great team, and we need all your support to keep pushing and keep getting to where we need to be.
All right. Couldn't have said it any better. Teresa Onwuka joining us here on the UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santura's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. More basketball and UB athletics talk. Mark Allnut, the University of Buffalo Director of Athletics, joins us next. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Switch to T-Mobile and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait build for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth 1,000 words. Mwah. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
Welcome back on the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are getting you ready for a huge weekend for women's and men's basketball here at UB. Season finales for both teams, seeding, tournament, all that stuff going to be decided in the next couple of days. And no one can break it down better and go into his crystal ball and tell us what's going to happen better than University of Buffalo Director of Athletics Mark Allnut. You tell us now what we need to know for like next week and Monday, because you've got this all sensed already, don't you?
You know what? If I have it all sensed, I must be doing something right. No one has a sense of what's happening, which is the beauty of this conference this year. I mean, it's you know, you follow these scores and the games are so competitive from top to bottom. There's no guaranteed wins, so it's going down to the last game for both the men and also the women. I mean, the men can be anywhere from four to six, and the women I want to say seven to nine is what I'm hearing from that standpoint. But as you can tell, though, the last few weeks in the MAC, I mean, it's anyone's game, which is exciting.
It is, and I think one of the most exciting things about it is the teams that have been kind of dominant all season long are all of a sudden stumbling a little bit.
You look at everybody back. I mean, you look at Central Michigan. I mean, they've stumbled a little bit on the women's side.
Yep.
You know, the men's side, you know, Akron, Bowling Green, you know, those two teams have dropped a couple lately. So, you know what? It's just appetite for March Madness and definitely excited to get it going. But, you know, you go back to Tuesday night, senior night here, you know, with our men's program, a victory over Miami of Ohio. But to be able to send our seniors out winners, you know, their last regular season home game is something special and very appreciative of, you know, the career that Devontae Jordan had and that he's going to continue to have and what he's meant to this program. And then when you look at, you know, the others with AJ and with Gabe Grant, you know, for them to have the discipline, you know, to be away from basketball from a competitive standpoint when they transferred here. And, you know, they set out from their respective institutions and, you know, they've come in and they've been a, you know, they've helped, you know, this team throughout the season. And then you got to love the walk-ons with Tista and
Patrick Moore.
Moore. So, you know what, great opportunity and glad we had the chance to send them out with the win. And then Saturday, we only have one senior on the women's. So that just tells you about the youth we have on the women's side of things.
How much do you enjoy? We're talking with Mark Allnut, Director of Athletics here at UB, on the Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You get to be out there for those ceremonies. You get to shake the hands. You get to give a little hug, present the jersey. How cool is that moment for you that you had it on Tuesday and you'll have it again on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a special moment. I'm looking forward to giving Tessie a hug, you know, how much she's meant to the program. I mean, she was, the ideal role player, you know, coming through her career and then, you know, with everything that led to this year, Sierra graduating, you know, the injury to summer, you know, she had to step up and be a leader of this team, and she's done that. So, you know, I enjoy it every year. This year is more special than last year. You know, next year is going to be better than the following year because, you know, when you reach that 4-year cycle where, you know, I'm involved with the recruiting process for you know, our entire athletic program. I sign all the national letter of intents, and then there are times when I see, you know, these young student athletes when they come on their visit. And for me to see the transformation from when they came the first time on campus to them being recognized on senior day or senior night is something very special.
Yeah. So once again, that's for the women. It's going to be Saturday afternoon, a 2:00 start against Kent State, where the Bulls will honor Teresa Onwuka as the only senior, which seems a little unusual, but that's how the cycle sometimes will go. And so Tessie will get the single spotlight and from everybody, and the way she's playing right now, she deserves that as the women's team has won 4 games in a row. So part of, you know, what you do here, Mark, is make sure everything is running smooth. And so how do you prepare for the myriad of scenarios of not knowing whether you're going to have no games here Monday, one game here, or 2 games here? How much is in place at the moment with everybody ready to react when they find out?
Well, everything's in place in terms of what the scenarios are for the men, whether have to take a bye and go to Cleveland or potentially play a play-in game here. So we're in place. Everything's in place. So that communication is going to start more so after the game on Friday when we know, you know, where we stand. And unfortunately, I shouldn't say after the game because there's some key games that take place after ours.
Right. Yeah. So, Northern Illinois, which is really the trigger game. Northern Illinois,
exactly,
Ball State doesn't start till 8:00. You guys will likely be done by then.
And then, you know, after with the results of the games on Saturday for the women. So, you know, it's all planned out. We're very prepared. It's just now executing the communication. And what you can look at, if there is that opportunity for us to host one game or potentially a doubleheader on Monday. We know for sure that the women's game would start at 5 o'clock, and then the men's game would be shortly after that.
Right. So at this point, Bulls fans, everybody's trying to wonder and block out all of Monday from about 4:30 on. That's the best advice we can give you. I want to ask you real quickly, just because it's gotten lost in everything that we're all kind of worked up about with basketball, is football spring practice has started. And I know how important that is to you, and you're a football guy at heart. Have you had a chance to get over and see the Bulls and make any observations as they embark on a new season themselves?
Yeah, the team is working hard. The main observation that I have is, now that they're having the opportunity to practice in the Murchie Family Fieldhouse during this season here, last year at this time, it would have been a combination of at the stadium, potentially going down to AdPro facility where the Bills have their indoor complex. But now, just having the ability, regardless of weather, to go into the Murchie Family Fieldhouse and have a productive practice that fits within the time schedule that coaches has put together for the program. So it's good to see that, and it's also good to see some of those returners, some of those young guys that, hey, you and I didn't know, prior to the season, but they obviously
why I'm so excited about this football season is there's 15 starters coming back, and they include all of the names that any Bulls fan could rattle off.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of those names, we didn't really know too much of those names coming in the last season because of what we lost the season prior. But now we know those names, but to see them continue to grow and develop, and they're putting in some hard work, and I can't wait for the start of football season already.
Spring practice, spring game is coming up on Friday, April 3rd, I believe it is. Yes, at UB Stadium. So you'll want to check out the Bulls then. And, of course, the season starts football-wise on September 5th at Kansas State. Mark, you are on your way out to Bowling Green for the men's game. Have yourself a good trip. And we look forward to catching up with you again over the weekend. And Monday, maybe. Yeah. Maybe or not, we'll see.
We'll do.
But enjoy your weekend, and congratulations on another outstanding basketball season.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Mark Allnut, Director of Athletics here at UB. When we return on the Basketball Insider Show, we'll try to break down a little bit of the scenarios and give you something you can wrap your head around with who to root for or root against as it relates to the men's team. Brian Wolf has the Wisdom of Wolf segment where he'll tell you where the men are standing on the seating front. That is next. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. More to come on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
It's the final segment of the UB Basketball Insider Show as we wrap up this week's edition. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. I think we have got you almost all covered for a big couple of days of UB basketball, men's and women's side, all the setup for what may happen next week. We're almost all covered, but we've got one very important piece to finish it off with. We welcome in Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications. Never more has the wisdom of Wolf been more important than it is now for you to tell me, Wolfie, and everybody else what some of the potential scenarios are for what happens tomorrow night, what it might mean for a game Monday, not a game Monday, a game Thursday. Lay it out for us.
Yeah, I mean, the whiteboard in my office right now looks like a beautiful mind. So there's a lot going on right there. You know, it's kind of twofold because you want to figure out, hey, what are the scenarios to get the bye, to get the 4 seed, get the 5 seed, get the 6 seed? And the coaches want to know that, but then they also want to know, hey, if we don't get it, who are we going to play Monday? So now you're also trying to figure out who the 11 seed might be, who the 12 seed might be. So, you know, really the easy way to look at it is, you know, a 4 seed for the Bulls, which is the last bye to Cleveland, is a win on Friday night at Bowling Green. And then we need some help getting Northern Illinois to beat Ball State. The Bulls could get the 4 seed with a loss and an NIU win over Ball State and an Akron win over Kent State, which would still put Buffalo in that head-to-head tiebreaker with Ball State, which they own. What happens is if Ball State wins, is that the Bulls don't own a three-way tiebreaker between Northern Illinois, Ball State, and Buffalo. So you take the record amongst the tied teams, in which Ball State's 3-1, they would actually move up to the 3 seed. That would make a two-way tie between Buffalo and Northern Illinois. Goes back to the first game of the season, January 4th, when NIU beat Buffalo head-to-head. Right. So that's kind of how you get your bye. Most other scenarios put Buffalo as the 5 seed, which would have you hosting the 12 seed on that Monday night here at Alumni Arena,
which could be a rematch with the Redhawks.
Could be a rematch with the Redhawks. The way I've seen is, whether it's an 11 seed or a 12 seed that you're going to play, it's either going to be Miami or any three of the Michigans, Eastern, Central, or Western. That's really kind of the only 4 teams that could come here on a Monday. So most likely, if it's not the 4 seed, it's the 5 seed. One scenario for a 6 seed is if it's just a head-to-head between Buffalo and Kent State. So if Ball State moves up and Buffalo loses and Kent State wins and it's a head-to-head, then Kent State will actually have a head-to-head tiebreaker there because they beat Bowling Green twice. So that's kind of a little bit of the tiebreaker scenario. We're all hoping for the 4 seed. You get an extra day of rest. You can watch other teams kind of duke it out. I mean, in this league, I think anything can happen on that Monday night. So if you can not have to play a game and you can sit back and watch some film, get some guys some much-needed rest, you know, that's always the benefit.
Yeah, and I think to reiterate, to try to make this as simple as possible, Northern Illinois has to beat Ball State for that to happen. And it's almost regardless of what the Bulls do tomorrow night. So I guess everybody in Bulls Nation's got to be a Huskies fan.
Yeah. And look, I mean, and it might be, it's probably one of the most important games in the history of Northern Illinois basketball. I mean, yes, they've already clinched a bye, but they're going up against Ball State to try and win an outright MAC West division title, something that I don't know that people thought could be done there a couple of years ago. And Eugene German's had a great career, and it's his senior day, and Coach Montgomery's done a great job. So I think they're going to have an outstanding crowd there. What's going to be really interesting is our game is at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. Their game, because they're in the Central Time Zone, doesn't tip till 8 o'clock. So there's a good chance that probably, maybe by the 8-minute media time out of the first half, we're already going to be on the bus. So there's going to be a lot of Buffalo heading back to us, heading back to Buffalo, going on the I-90 East and just watching a lot of the Watch ESPN app and then see what happens.
All right. So if you happen to be driving on the 90 and you pass a bus and there's a red glow coming from everyone's screens, you'll know you got the Bulls because they're watching Northern Illinois. Real quick, heading into tomorrow night's game. And of course, again, a win for the Bulls would make a lot of this very nice and certainly better. Bowling Green, 6 o'clock, ESPNU, of course, on the radio here on ESPN 1520. A narrow loss to the Falcons on January 31st. What are your thoughts going into it against a Bowling Green team that stumbled a bit here lately?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a game that UB wants, and they feel it's a game that they let get away a little bit here at Alumni Arena on January 31st. And they've had some, you know, we've had some success when you've played a team for a second team after a tough loss. You look at what happened after the first time we lost to Ball State, came in, played really well here, lost to Kent State here, went on the road to Kent and won that game in double overtime. So this is a team that responds well to adversity, to losses, but it's going to be a really emotional day at the Stroh Center. It's a senior day for Dylan Fry and for a couple of the other seniors that have done a lot for that Bowling Green program. They're trying to get back to that number one seed. Right now, they've fallen to number two. They want to get to that one seed because if they don't win the MAC tournament, that assures them the automatic bye to the NIT. So they have a lot to play for. We have a lot to play for. It's going to be an outstanding basketball game.
All right, again, that's tomorrow night, a 6 o'clock start. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it nationally on ESPNU. Brian, have a good trip, have a good game, and then hopefully when you get back, we'll have all this stuff figured out to know exactly whether Bulls fans got to be ready for a game on Monday night or not. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good.
That is Brian Wolf from the Athletic Communications Office, and that will wrap up this edition of the UB Basketball Insider. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Don't forget the men tomorrow night at 6. The women have senior day at home against Kent State Saturday at 2. And then as far as Monday goes, unless you've got a crystal ball, we're all sort of wondering whether it's going to be one game, two games, no games. We'll have to wait and find out. But either way, stay tuned to UBBulls.com for all of the latest. We thank you for joining us on this edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, Comdoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.